Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Pick any record. Every one of my records means something. The label, the producer, the year it was made. Who was copying whose styles? Who was expanding on that? Don't you understand?
Hello there, Rockin' the Suburbs people. This is Kurt Gallagher calling from the suburbs of New York City, and I have some choices for October new music that I wanted to call in about. I just recently got turned on to Gruff Reese. I'm not sure if I'm saying his last name correctly. He's Welsh, from Wales, and he's a genius. I just found out about him. He was supposed to open for This Is the Kit, which Patrick turned me on to in a new music segment earlier this year. But I went to see This Is the Kit in New York City in the Village, and Gruff was supposed to open, but he had some visa issues and he wasn't there. But Kate Stable from This Is the Kit sang a Gruff song. She sang this song called If We Were Words, We Would Rhyme from Gruff's album Hotel Shampoo. And it's just a great song, really smart and melodic and fantastic. And so as soon as I got home from the show, I looked up Gruff, and then I texted a little bit with Pat, and Pat told me that Gruff was the leader of Super Furry Animals, who I've heard about over the years, but I never took the time to check out. But I'm definitely going to check them out now because Gruff is amazing. I've been checking out his solo stuff, and I'm going to check out all his Super Furry Animal stuff, though. He released a single in October called Celestial Candy Floss because he has a new solo album coming out in January on the 26th. The new album is called Sadness Sets Me Free, and the single, like I said, is Celestial Candy Floss, and it demonstrates his love of sound and melody and texture. So I hope you like that. The other song I want to talk about this month is from Yard Act. Yard Act has a new album coming out on March 1st, 2024. It's going to be called Where's My Utopia? And on October 25th, they released a single called Dream Job. Check it out. It's really interesting. You get the Yard Act stuff that you're used to, but also there's a chorus in this song that sounds like Prince. There's a keyboard part that sounds like something out of a Prince song. And it's pretty interesting, juxtaposition of that with the rapping of Yard Act and their silly meaningful lyrics. I love their guitarist Sam Shipstone, and he plays some nice riffy kind of stuff in the second verse, and he plays a really demented guitar solo after the second chorus. So I'm really looking forward to the new Yard Act album, Where's My Utopia, and I'm digging their new single, Dream Job. So those are my choices for October 2023. Looking forward to hearing what everybody else discovered this month, and I'll talk to you later. Tschüss.
a singular mind, and we like criminals when criminals are treating us kind. For the subliminal freaks with their invisible style who can't smile, you're on trial. I place a bet on a game knowing no one will score, and break a sweat watching the greats dragging their feet on the floor. Is it ambitiously weak to be proficiently poor and still smile when on trial? But still, it's ace, top, mid, boss,
that's boss,
class, sweet, geese, not bad. So lay waste to your superiors to lighten the mood, or kowtow to your inferiors for fear you'll look rude. If you don't, are your interiors as perfectly skewed as mine are? Maybe I'll show you sometime. But oh my god, it's ace! Just look at my face. I'm on top of the world. Of course it is. Why can't we travel in business class? Slap the pot because life is so neat. It can't be beat. It's geese. Slap me is decent. Not bad. It's alright, yeah.
In the suburbs, Jim Patrick, suburbs community, and interns, and everybody who loves good music. This is Mark Neese calling from mid-Michigan, Okemos, Michigan, to be precise. And I'm calling with my pick for October new music. And that would be the band Sugar Tradition. And their EP entitled More Sugar. Sugar Tradition is a band that I only learned about recently from a friend of mine here named Steve. So shout out to Steve B. out there for tipping me off to Sugar Tradition. It's pretty ridiculous that a band so close to me is one that I was completely unaware of until a few days ago. But they have been around for 6 years. As I said, they're from Detroit. They are comprised of Antonio Kika on guitar and vocals, Kevin Irwin on drums, and Arlo Bettley on bass. They formed in 2017. And their first album was released in 2019. And this EP, More Sugar, is their fifth release. As far as I can tell, none of their albums are available on LP or CD. Now, I might be mistaken about that, but they are all available digitally. So you can find them on Bandcamp, or, you know, just type in the name Sugar Tradition into Google, and I'm sure you'll find their website and their music. Now, I don't really know a heck of a lot about the band other than their names, and I'm started following them on Instagram. But they look like they're pretty young guys, presumably in their 20s. And their music, though, can definitely trace its lineage back to some of the great bands from Detroit from the past. So we're talking about bands like the Stooges, the MC5, Laughing Hyenas, Detroit Cobras, bands like that. Some of the great hard-rocking bands in Detroit over the years, and I definitely see some similarities between what Sugar Tradition is doing and what those bands did. As far as songs to recommend, I would go with There's a song called Don't Leave Me, which to my ears sounds like prime MC5 with kind of a skronky kick out the jams adjacent guitar riff. That's a really good tune. Or there's another song that really grabbed me from the EP that's called Fragile. And that one kind of gave me the impression of sort of a mid-60s Yardbird style rave up. And that one is a lot of fun as well. So those would be my suggestions. Don't Leave Me and Fragile. And if this is the kind of music that you're into, if you like this kind of rough, garagey, heavier, sort of psychedelic garage rock, I would definitely recommend checking out the band Sugar Tradition. And even on their Bandcamp page, they describe themselves as Detroit psych rock and roll band, and that's probably about as close a description as you can come by. And hey, it comes from the band themselves, and they're the ones you probably would know best. So that's about all I have for you. Hope everybody is doing well out there, and keep rocking the suburbs.